Ninth Sunday, Year C. A reading from the first book of the Kings. Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord, and stretching out his hand towards heaven, he said, If a foreigner, not belonging to your people Israel, comes from a distant country for the sake of your name, for men will hear of your name, of your mighty hand and outstretched arm, if he comes and prays in this temple, hear from heaven where your home is, and grant all the foreigner asks, so that all the peoples of the earth may come to know your name, and like your people Israel, revere you, and know that your name is given to the temple I have built. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. O praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. From Paul to the churches of Galatia, and from all the brothers and sisters who are here with me, an apostle who does not owe his authority to men or his appointment to any human being, but who has been appointed by Jesus Christ and by God the Father who raised Jesus from the dead. I am astonished at the promptness with which you have turned away from the one who called you and have decided to follow a different version of the good news. Not that there can be more than one good news. It is merely that some troublemakers among you wanted to change the good news of Christ. And let me warn you that if anyone preaches a version of the good news different from the one we have already preached to you, whether it be ourselves or an angel from heaven, he is to be condemned. I am only repeating what we told you before. If anyone preaches a version of the good news different from the one you have already heard, he is to be condemned. So now, whom am I trying to please, man or God? Would you say it is man's approval I am looking for? If I still wanted that, I should not be what I am, a servant of Christ. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. God loved the world so much, he gave us his only Son, that all who believe in him might have eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus had come to the end of all he wanted the people to hear, he went into Capernaum. A centurion there had a servant, a favorite of his, who was sick and near death. Having heard about Jesus, he sent some Jewish elders to him to ask him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him. They said, He deserves this of you, because he is friendly towards our people. In fact, he is the one who built the synagogue. So Jesus went with them, and was not very far from the house when the centurion sent word to him by some friends. He said, Sir, do not put yourself to trouble, because I am not worthy to have you under my roof. And for this same reason I did not presume to come to you myself, but give the word, and let my servant be cured. For I am under authority myself, and have soldiers under me. And I say to one man, Go, and he goes. To another, Come here, and he comes. To my servant, Do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard these words, he was astonished at him, and turning around, he said to the crowd following him, I tell you, not even in Israel have I found faith like this. And when the messengers got back to the house, they found the servant in perfect health. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.